report from Jackie Quinn. A new computer algorithm is helping the FBI identify bodies found years or even decades ago. The agency has looked at fingerprints from about 1,500 bodies and succeeded in making 204 matches to prints previously on record. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studio at the KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Say good morning, Linda.
Good morning, everybody. So happy to be back.
Hey, we're
First day back on air in a long time. Well, you'll know why, because our special guests are here, and they really encouraged us to be here this morning.
That's right. You got Bad Bob there at the helm, of course. He's waving at us. It's 6 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
You wanted me to do the weather? You just looked at me with a big smile. Like, is it my turn?
Yes.
Okay. Today is going to be sunny and with a high of 81. Beautiful day. Clear tonight with lows of 47. Tomorrow calls for a sunny day with our highs of just around 74 with that temperature drop. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low of around 49. Now, Thursday, 20% chance of rain. Highs of 64. And our lows that night will, with a chance precipitation, 70%, 51. Friday calls for a high near 58 with a chance of precipitation. That's 90%, so you know that means rainy and cloudy. Friday night, low of around 48. And Saturday, showers likely, mostly cloudy with a high of near 55. Bundle up on Saturday. Saturday night's 44. Sunday, showers again, cloudy with a high near 56. And a chance of showers Sunday night. But tonight, trick-or-treat. Happy Halloween, everybody. And it should be very nice. A little cool tonight, so make sure your kids and you yourselves are bundled up.
Weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. And we are here today with Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce. And Dr. Mark Pierce, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, what's it feel like to be up at, you know,
to
be on the air at 7? Because you get up early all the time.
Yeah, I stay up late. So I'm you know, I've seen this time of day many times, but from the other side.
From the other side is you're looking for a place to curl up.
Exactly.
Before, you know, before the sun hits you.
Yeah. You watch the sun come up and then you go to bed.
So wow. Good morning, upside down cake, huh?
Nancy Sutton Pierce has been with us since the very first week.
Yeah.
So we celebrate you.
You know what? I think you've got the plank now.
Yeah. No, you and Bob. Well, and Bob and Brenda.
Well, Bob and Brenda, I think, started a couple weeks after that, a month or something.
Yeah, but Bob's been here since day one.
Yeah,
so
but Bob has been here since, you know,
got our
producer.
Veterans here.
But as far as shows go, I think you're it. I mean, you've been here the longest.
Tag, I'm it, huh?
Yeah, we've got others who've been here, you know, for 6-7 years. But, yeah, but you were there right from the first weekend.
What makes you
still
so,
there?
And what makes you so interesting, Nancy? And your show so interesting is that you are the epitome of somebody who's constantly reinventing yourself and bringing different aspects. And the shows that you've done with Mark have been so, interactive. I love your commercial is that he brings out the yin and the yang. You guys do the yin and the yang. And there was another term that's just cute. It's kind of like, you know, cool and hot. And all the things in between, how couples can be, you know, and be opposed, but still come together and, you know, agree to disagree. And it's just wonderful, insightful. And plus some of the new journeys that you're on. And then, of course, Mark, with all of the programming and internet savviness that you have, Mark, as well as the two Hilltop Medical Center that you founded, as well as the Hilltop Medical West. Hi, good morning. You're just sitting
good
in the and the karate champion that you are, and the list goes on. The dad, the beautiful husband.
We all have our passions, but we are a yin and a yang. We were
laughing pretty hard last night. That brings us back together, I think.
Yes.
What were you all laughing about?
Well, can't tell you.
Part of that yin and yang thing, huh?
Nothing better than a good belly laugh,
oh
right?
Oh, my God. Well, this guy cracks me up more than anybody on the planet. So it's, it, you know, it makes it, it's really cathartic. You know, afterward,
oh,
you just kind of, you're just exhausted but blissful. You know, really true belly laugh till your face hurts.
Well, we have about 5 minutes to our break, so let's do a little bit of background and history, and then why we really wanted to get you on today, because you've got a program coming up soon that is like in a few days, and Mark, too, where you're going with Hilltop and a little bit about your medical history and what brought you to start Hilltop.
Well, we also want to, and while we're in the middle of this, so kind of laying the groundwork here, is there's going to be a series starting on Channel 7. I think it says a community addicted. I'm really frankly incensed at that title, you know, a community addicted. But then again, maybe I'm wearing blinders here, or I'm looking through La La Land, you know, because to me, a community addicted means more than 50% of the community is addicted to opiates, and I just don't think we're there yet. I think this is some hyperbole. But then again, maybe I'm totally out of it, too. and it does, because they're showing people that are not your regular guys on the street, boys and girls on the street. They show mothers and things like this. So hopefully that you can weigh in on some of that.
It's certainly something that affects every family, but it's hard for me to imagine it's all new information, you know, like this is all of a sudden just discovered. They have more statistics, and sometimes those are alarming, but we've been struggling with alcohol and drug addiction for years, and I think the scary part about it is that I'm still not convinced that anybody has any good solutions. You know, prevention is the best, and yet all of our efforts to try to prevent have obviously been failing to a certain degree here, and so that gets everybody pretty nervous. You know?
Have we lost that war on drugs?
Exactly. You know, I mean,
do we need a lot of reinforcements right now?
We keep going back in and saying, okay, let's try this and let's give this a whirl. And I'm still not convinced that we've found anything that's really been effective. There's so much demand, and that seems to overwhelm any attempt to try to keep drugs out of our country. And yet on a personal level, once you have a problem, it's very overwhelming, too, and difficult to stop.
Pain.
Well, you know what? Well, Mark, what... Tell us a little bit about you. A lot of people may not know who you are.
Well, I'm a medical doctor and internist. I came to Reading in 1983 and was just excited about opening a practice and just worked my tail off the first 10 years that I was here. Unlike Nancy, who has difficulty getting up in the morning because she stays up late, I do both. I stay up late and get up in the mornings, usually functioning on about 4 or 5 hours of sleep, and I just go for it, and I've been doing that ever since 1983. The healthcare system, ever since I started practicing, has had its angst and difficulties, and I don't think it's stopped. It's kind of crescendo, and I think we are headed to a crisis.
Ooh.
I mean, we have to be, but again, trying to see the whole picture is the hard part. With the drug addiction, we only see a portion of it. Sometimes we don't interact with those people. And with the healthcare system, it's the same thing. I don't know where the money goes. It's trillions of dollars, and I can't see where the money and the effort's going to try to improve it. And so that makes it really difficult to see the whole picture. So you're trying to fix something when you don't understand the problem, really.
Yeah. Well, all you can do, I guess, evidently, and you do it very well, is surround yourself with good docs and provide a service, and which the two, I mean, I've been several times, just if, you know, to both Hilltop West and, what do you call it?
Maine.
Mm-hmm.
We do things differently now than we did back in the 80s. We didn't like how the healthcare system was working, and everyday healthcare was misbehaving from our perspective, but rather than get a law passed or try to stop them doing it legally, we just opened up a clinic and competed with them, and that's how we were able to change their behavior, is just by honest competition.
It's, you know what, it's getting harder and harder and harder to practice medicine, I think, the way that you want to. I mean, is this a true statement?
Oh, absolutely. There's so many other people who are watching how you're practicing and influencing your decision. So pretty soon, it's not clear who is ultimately making the decision. And when I back up and say, in my passive-aggressive way, okay, you make the decision, things get very interesting at that point.
Okay, who do you say that to?
Usually the people who are okaying tests that we think that should be done. You know, it's ironic that the doctor that's sitting in front of the person trying to make the best decision that they can make can be overruled by somebody who doesn't know them, who's never seen them, based on a protocol. You know.
Okay. We're here with doctors, Mark Pierce and Nancy Sutton Pierce, and we're talking with Mark right now, and, you know, how, you know, who has been a physician, been here in town since 1983, but has Hilltop Clinic and Hilltop Clinic West, and how things have changed dramatically, you know, in his years as being a doctor, as to every doctor we have talked to, and every one of them say about the same thing. I'm sitting here, you know, in the battle with the patient, and I've got somebody 5,000 miles away looking at a document that says, not sure you should have that test. And, okay, then what do you want to do? And then, of course, they're not – are they physicians you talk to?
Sometimes.
Sometimes
not. You have to – you have to work your way up, and, of course, that takes time. And I think that's how they equalize it. They
delay and deny until they die.
Yeah, they make it difficult to work your way through the bureaucracy. Yeah. And if it isn't worthwhile, then you just give up and –
Isn't that terrible? Do it differently.
Yeah.
Do it differently. Yeah. Hey, I'm not going to do it your way. Okay, we got to take a quick break here.
And when we come back, and we can do a little bit of visiting of then enter Nancy, RN, and the diabetes clinic, and then let's go from there. Our guest this morning is Mark and Nancy Pierce. This portion of the show is brought to you by Wilgate Sports Club.
Wilgate Sports Club on the corner of Eureka and Court Street, indoor swimming pool, Bohem Spa. A great place to work out, absolutely fabulously clean and professional. You're not going to find a better place that's more welcoming. Wellgate Sports Club. We'll be right back.
He did the monster mash. The monster mash. It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
Carmona's Appliance Center.
Prices are falling at Carmona's Appliance Center. You'll find fabulous fall savings on all our Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, Amana, and Jennera appliances, including washers, dryers, refrigerators, freezers, microwaves, ranges, dishwashers, cooktops, and more. Huge in-stock inventory, local delivery, complete parts and service department at your locally owned brand source dealer, Carmona's Appliance Center. Mistletoe Lane, Reading. Like us on Facebook and log on to carmonasappliances.com.
If you live in the Reading area and have been contemplating going solar, now is the time. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. The state-mandated solar energy rebate currently offered by Reading Electric Utility is ending on October 31st. This rebate can put up to $5,000 cash in your pocket. If you've been told in the past that solar was not available in your area due to solar installation caps, those restrictions have been lifted for a limited time. Taking advantage of this rebate opportunity is simple. Call the Reading Electric Utility today, and they will give you a voucher number. Then call Powerhouse Solar, and we will design and install a state-of-the-art SunPower solar energy system to meet your family's specific energy needs. Powerhouse Solar is an elite dealer for SunPower and is the oldest SunPower dealership in California. Don't miss this opportunity. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on Facebook or at powerhousesolar.com.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Speck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, No one can.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
Carmona's Appliance Center.
At Carmona's Appliance Center, it's barbecue season today and every day. From Broil King, Weber, Traeger, and the Big Green Egg, we carry all the brand names at the best prices in the North State, along with barbecue tools, pellets, barbecue seasonings, and much more. At Carmona's, we know barbecue cooking inside and out. Discover which grill will complete your outdoor kitchen. At Carmona's Appliance Center, your full-service appliance dealer with a full parts and service department located on Mistletoe Lane, Reading.
And now, Carl and Linda Box.
But
this is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Box. Good morning, everybody. It is Halloween. 22 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on the 31st of October. 63 degrees. Going to be an 81 today. It's going to be a beautiful night to go trick-or-treating. Of course, if you want to trick-or-treat with kids coming around your house or teenagers. If teenagers come to your house, it's okay. Give them candy if you've got your lights on. If you don't have your lights on, they shouldn't come up banging on your door.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. But, hey, in our neighborhood, people that bang on doors...
That's not true.
Usually are cops trying to batter their way in. So, yeah, up where Nancy and Mark live, it's not like that at all.
They get full candy bars.
They don't get these little tiny candy bars. And I'll give you their address. They're up there in up in the Heights. And so you get the extra large Snickers bars if you come there, in fact. And apples, you don't have to x-ray.
Yeah.
I do have a sweet tooth. That's pretty well known.
Don't show it.
Oh, no. Well... Yeah, I'm doing my best, but definitely a sweet tooth. So Halloween's a great, great holiday for me.
Doctors Nancy Sutton Pierce and Mark Pierce are here. They, of course, have the Hilltop Medical Clinics, Maine and West. And then also, but you all were into the...
And Nancy House of Yoga will do a big introduction for, you know, all that Nancy is doing now, but... When you first met and got together, you were an RN, Nancy, and you were working together and developed a diabetes clinic. So you have that specialty as well. How long did that go on for, and how has that come into your life today?
We opened that in 1986, and we closed it in 99. So we had it for 13 years. So it was a huge catalyst for me. Learning how to teach publicly. I won't call it a mistake because it's changed my life, but I revealed one of my weaknesses, and that was public speaking, that I was really afraid to public speak. And so within a month or two of working with Mark, he had me set up for my first public speaking engagement.
Gotta test those edges.
Yeah. Brought in the news. I had this big camera shoved in my face for which I cussed on camera for the Reading news station. And it was humbling, and I learned a lot. And then I started teaching for the physicians, Mercy Family Practice Clinic or Family Practice Program would rotate the doctors through my clinic and sit with me for 2 weeks and learn how to manage diabetes. And then I traveled and taught for different pharmaceutical companies through the Western states.
It's a good example of how a small private practice in Reading could bring a major program to our community. I said, Nancy, go check this out, and she brought back the Sweet Success Diabetes and Pregnancy Program to Reading and started that. And that's still going today, and it has a big influence on all the children who are born with mothers that have diabetes, and certainly young children, as well, when they develop diabetes. And so the Sweet Success Program was brought here by, not by a hospital, but by a small private practicing group. And there's just not confidence that we can do that. But I learned also not to give Nancy too much of a leash because, as you know, it kind of goes.
Well, now
know.
She's speaking all over the world.
I know. That's
and asking
the thing.
You, will you help me, Mark? So,
yes.
You know.
Will you slap my bag, please?
Yeah.
So what would you say with diabetes? There is an epidemic, and you're seeing it not only in children, but you're seeing it in what, you know, have numbers changed? You know, like sometimes you go to three or four different people who are experts, and they'll say, well, we want you in this range. Well, we want you in this range.
It's all of the above. All of the above.
Well, I think when we first started the diabetes program, one of the things that we did was we worked at diabetes camps for kids and primarily teenagers. And it was really, it was very rare, in fact, almost unheard of, that you would meet a child that had type 2 diabetes.
Now, when was this?
This was in the 80s.
Okay.
And into the 90s. And so we didn't have, you know, diabetes was really pretty specific, type 1, type 2, and most of the kids had type 1. Now it's the number of kids that have type 2 diabetes, which is more related to obesity and totally preventable. That is what is epidemic, is the number of people that have type 2 diabetes.
What would you say because you all look at this, I mean, the percentages of it. I mean, every time we hear people talking about it, it gets scarier because we have 10-year-olds, 12-year-olds, younger, who have type 2 diabetes.
Mm-hmm. May I ask a question?
Well, let's just finish on that one. I mean, what would you say the percentages are on that one? Do you by any chance know that?
I haven't looked at the data recently, but it was climbing. It was pretty much a spike up.
Yeah.
Because of, you know, I mean, we know
it was
that
more than 10%, though.
Well, the numbers for diabetes have just
skyrocketed,
right?
So my question is, if you're a child, like a baby, let's say 6 or 7, I mean, from both of your expertise opinion, if you're giving a child bottles or sippy cups of juice all day long, like maybe some water, but juice, could that be a precursor to diabetes?
No.
At 6 or 7?
No.
Okay.
No, and in fact, I think, you know, nutritionally, I think we've shifted somewhat because of fast foods and high carbohydrate, a lot of processed foods. But I think probably more importantly is the lack of activity. That kids are much more sedentary now than they used to be. They're more protected. You know, when we were kids, you go out and you'd play all day outside. The bell would ring. You'd come in when you were hungry. Now kids are we're so afraid to let our kids play outside that they're playing indoors and they're playing on electronics. I think that's probably one of the biggest mistakes that we're making with children.
It's hard to have a PE class at school nowadays,
right.
Certainly in high school, but I think that the numbers have paralleled the weight gains of our society. But we also did shift the criteria. We did lower the criteria for diagnosing type 2 diabetes and diabetes in general to, you know, it used to be blood fasting sugar of 140, and then they moved it down to 123, and they have all of these different pre-diabetes terms. And with the hope that earlier treatment and earlier recognition of a person who is having problems will help us intervene. And I think the jury's, unfortunately, great idea, jury's still out on that, because you label a person, give them a disease, and that creates a whole new set of emotional problems.
Can type 2 can be reversed, right? Or it can be ended?
Yeah.
It certainly is managed by diet and activity in a large number of people.
Well, if your blood sugar then is down, you know, at 100, if you were up higher before, and then you diet and you you know, you lose weight and you know in your program your blood sugar goes down to 100 or whatever it needs to be, would you say then that you cured?
I think it's a difficult term because you're not monitoring a person's blood sugars 24/7, and they do a test called the hemoglobin A1C, which gives you an overall perspective of what their blood sugars have been for the last 90 days.
Yeah,
and that number is probably more specific to how well you're being managed, because every time you take a little drop of blood out of your finger, that's just a snapshot. of what
okay,
it
well,
is right
let
now.
Let me say it like this then. That, you know, that because if you go down to the VA, and I'm sure it's like every other doctor on your regular physical, you'll test for that.
Right.
So I go down once a year and they test that. And if my numbers were 135 one time, and then 6 months later they're 100, then that condition is gone.
No, I wouldn't. That wouldn't give me enough information.
Really? Because what else is there?
I always say like a one-time blood sugar is like trying to measure the whole house through the keyhole of the front door.
Okay, so every 6 months you get it, and if it's down below that number, as long as you keep
I would say you're probably better off getting a hemoglobin A1C, just getting that overall view, and if that number stays in the normal range, then you know that whatever's happening in between times, you're doing fine.
Well, that's what I meant. If you get tested every, you know, 3 months, and
but not just a fasting blood sugar. There's a difference between that and a fasting blood sugar again only gives you a piece of the puzzle rather than an after a meal blood sugar.
Okay.
So there's so many pieces that aren't being tested because it's too expensive to do that.
The way to think about it is that there are people who don't diet or who are heavy and don't exercise and they do not have diabetes. So losing your weight and getting your activity level up will control your blood sugar. But once you've really declared yourself as having blood sugar control problems, then I think you are or do have that medical condition.
Well,
that's what
I was looking for because, you know, we have people in here talking about cancer that after so many, you know, if you can be cured of cancer.
I think the problem is it's getting labeled earlier and earlier and easier with these lower criteria. So people are getting this label a lot earlier, and so there's going to be more mistakes made in terms of the formal diagnosis. If you go into whenever you eat, your sugar goes up, and if you time it wrong or you have one test, you've been sick, like a person might have a little bit more stress in their life, or maybe they've been on some prednisone for poison oak, and there's just a bunch of reasons why the diagnosis could be incorrect. So as you lower the criteria, you're going to get more and more people labeled incorrectly. So those people do appear to be cured when they finally start to manage their health. But the people who really have the underlying condition that's causing elevated blood sugar, it's revealed more easily when they don't diet and exercise. Maybe look at it that way.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But after a while, the wear and tear accumulates, and you know, again, we're struggling with this obesity problem in our country, and it's continuing. It's not just here in the U.S. either. It's across the world.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. We're here with the doctors, Nancy Sutton Pierce and Mark Pierce. And it's about 27 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. And this portion of the show brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968. They're looking for some good men and women. They are expanding. They're the largest company north of Sacramento. And there's more and more and more business every day. So they're looking for some good people to come in and join their ranks. Many of the North State Security officers have gone on to regular law enforcement jobs. Example, Sheriff Tom Basinko. Yeah, started with North State Security.
That's fascinating.
Isn't it? And there's been many others that have been in North State Security that have gone on and are police here in Redding and Anderson and other places. North State Security, give them a call, 243-0295. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Retreat, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Retreat, our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing. Featuring Dermalogica products for skin care and body treatments, we're the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit WindRiverSpa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Neighborhood Revival. Bay Murray and his real estate development firm aim to reignite an urban neighborhood by restoring an abandoned, historic 80-year-old firehouse. But the condition of the area made finding financing difficult. Inspired by Bay's economic redevelopment vision, Tri-Counties Bank commercial lender Tim Ching and his business banking team came to the rescue. They worked with Bay's development firm and city leaders, creating a commercial lending solution that ignited the redevelopment effort, renovating the firehouse into a hoppin' restaurant that revitalized the area. Now that's service with a vision. Commercial lending, small business loans, neighborhood revival. For personalized problem solving, California community branches, over 25,000 surcharge-free ATMs, advanced online and mobile banking, plus live banker support 7 days a week. Switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460. It's 24 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. 63 degrees going up to 81 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. This finished up a 50-woman class this past weekend.
Nice.
50 women.
Did you hear the sound at all while you were teaching class?
There was some whimpering. There was some whimpering going on. Not by the students. It was usually by the instructors. I tell you what, the ladies did outstanding. But there's a lot of really good instructors there at Northern Firearms Instruction. Not only can you get CCW training, but you can also get advanced pistol, tactical rifle, defensive pistol, so many other classes. It's the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California. Teaches in over 30 counties. Started right here in Reading. Check them out at usgunpro.com. Go to the reviews. These are thousands of reviews in there. Just go into, and he can't control the reviews. So and see what people write about having classes at Northern Firearms Instruction. Give them a call, 530-999-1822.
Happy Halloween, everybody. And you heard Bob bring us in the soundtrack. Do you watch, Mark and Nancy, do you watch scary movies?
Mm-mm.
Did you ever see Halloween?
No. I don't like them. I don't like scary movies.
Okay. Did you ever see Halloween?
No, I haven't.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Michael Myers.
I see enough of that at my clinic.
Have you seen Jaws? Well, no, I would tell you I didn't go to see Halloween. I went. In the back of the age, I have to tell you, because this was an earth-shattering, it's like Jaws. It was the scariest. How about you, Bob?
Oh, yeah, I totally fell in love with Jamie Lee Curtis at that point.
Yeah.
The Queen of Scream.
Well, in L.A., there was a double matinee, and I used to go to the movies all the time. And so there was another movie before that, and this was a double feature. And all of a sudden, they're introducing a show called Halloween. Totally not in the same genre. I was paralyzed. I walked out of there with sweat. I was balmy and sweaty, and I just, so when I hear that, you know, it's almost like when you theme song that brings back just the roughness and rawness of the first Halloween. I've tried to do a bunch of them after that, but that first one was just like Jaws 1.
Well, I just know is that as of today, I just have to do is reach out. If I've gone around the corner first, I've only done it once in 10 years that I stopped and grabbed her as she came around a corner in a dark hallway. I'll never do that again.
No. Did you get a black eye?
No, she broke two of my fingers.
She's lucky she's alive.
No, she didn't really do that. But she just screamed. And okay, the worst trick I've ever heard anybody playing on somebody like this was James Fossen. When he went in, he came home, he walks in the house, His wife, he hears her in the shower. Oh. He walks in, and he looks over around, and she's washing her hair with her back to him, and her hands are up in her hair, and he puts his hand in between her two hands.
Oh, my God.
And I just looked at him, and I said, I'm looking at him, and I'm going, she didn't kill you? He goes, no, she took it pretty well, but I'll never do that again. Oh, my gosh. That was, think about that one.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. Moving right along.
Yeah.
You know, we talk about regular medical doctors, and then we have doctors of history. Yeah. We have doctors of law. We have doctors of astrology. And now, in town, we have a doctor of sexology.
Yes.
Well, how'd you get that? How'd you do that?
Well, that's a great question.
You should be asking me.
No.
It's all my fault?
All you are is a training aid, buddy. I know that. All you are is a training aid.
Homework, buddy.
Research.
Oh, you did it again. You did it wrong again.
Well, I'd like to do a little bit of telling you. She was born and raised in California, specializing in intimacy, communication, sensual movement, and exotic erotic lifestyle coaching. Her background as a registered nurse, health educator, sex and relationship author, radio talk host, right here Saturday on KCNR at 11. She's got an amazing show. And she is a yoga therapist. All enhance her passion as an international speaker and sensuality educator.
There you go.
Beautifully said, and it really encapsulates, besides the fact that you're a great grandmother and great friend and great wife. And
a great grandmother.
And a great mother.
I'm not a great grandma. Yeah, great.
But you are a wonderful
And a great mom and all that stuff.
Okay. Well, the pathway has been interesting. It's been twisty, but it all makes perfect sense now. For a while, I was wondering, how the heck I'm going to put all these pieces together? And now in my work, it all comes together because I really do teach people about their body and what is natural and normal function, how to be in their body and be comfortable and find happy and find pleasure. Also how to communicate in their relationships, in a way that develops a deep, intimate connection that we all crave. So it all just kind of merges together. And then with my yoga, 22 years or 23 years of yoga, I really work with body, mind, and spirit. So that's why I put the holistic word in front of my clinical sexology, because I really do work with people body, mind, and spirit, not just their sex, but their whole being. Because we are sexual beings.
Right. Do you experience, and I would think that people maybe have trauma, and they cut off. They don't realize that they're shut off, but right. They don't know how to communicate at a certain point.
Trauma, fear, shame. Shame is a big one, and because we live in a culture that shames people about pleasure, and we start off with doing that to children. So a lot of the messages that people get along the way, I have to help them undo as adults.
Now, but also, you have cultures. And
right.
that has been really kind of fascinating to me. You've been, they have, the Chinese, and I'm not sure which groups it is, but have brought you over to China at least two times that I know of.
Three
mm-hmm. times. And because their culture is almost devoid of intimacy. And
absolutely.
I mean, and something as simple as hugging.
Right. Right. They don't.
Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, it's really a closed off culture of pleasure and touch and connection. So I mean, obviously they're having plenty of sex because they've made plenty of children, but the sex is really more just a biological need and design for them. There's no fun or playfulness or pleasure that's involved. It's just quick and effective, but then that leaves people very lonely, and in relationships that are unsatisfactory, and their divorce rate is higher than ours.
Really, the Chinese divorce rate?
Yes.
Wow, never even heard that one.
Yeah. So they were bringing me over and other sexologists over to help educate and open up awareness and communication techniques for couples to learn how to reconnect and to build intimacy in their relationships so that their relationships would be more satisfying.
So you're talking to large groups of men to help them be more sexual.
No, they won't let me talk to the men. And I mean, I really wanted to, I love to do men's groups because men have a lot of messaging that they're given from childhood about being a man in this world and also about women that need to be revised. They're not work, it's not working real well for them. Ask Harvey Weinstein. So I'm doing a lot of work in that arena as well. And just teaching people how to be with each other in a healthy, positive, constructive way rather than destructive.
Right. And so we're going to have to take a break. When we come back, let's talk a little bit about, I'd love to get your way in on the Me Too and also on
Kevin Spacey.
Kevin Spacey and what you know, how...
Hollywood is changing right now in a rapid, and obviously needed way.
Yes.
Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. If you're looking for a provider, I mean a trusted provider of quality, compassionate in-home care, it's Sharon Clark. She customizes in-home solutions to what you need. You know what? When it's time for Linda to have in-home care. I'm going to go to Sharon Clark and say, here, I trust Linda with
these
you.
People, yeah.
That's right. Give her a call, 226-8350. Home Helpers. We'll be right back.
It's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds this Thursday in Overtime Lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino. Hi, this is Linda Bot. Come join me from 6:30 to 8:30, along with Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, and Bobby Garamonte's on drums. That's this Thursday in Overtime Lounge, 6:30 to 8:30, Lady Bot and the Bluebirds. See you there.
You obviously really love washing your car. Your wheels always look like you just got your car detailed.
Oh, I hate washing my car. That's why I'm in the Car Wash Club at Premier Oil Change. I can run my car through their state-of-the-art new car wash all month long for a fixed price.
Now, that's out of my budget.
You'll be pleasantly surprised. It's very affordable. It starts at $22 a month, and it is fast. I get my car washed in under 5 minutes. They have free vacuums right next to the freeway. Easy in, easy out. I also like the oil change service. Having an infant and not having to get out of my car is a huge plus.
What a great service. Glad I asked. I'll check it out tomorrow.
Visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change and unlimited car wash.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipe sweet cream pancakes, hickory smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Mmm. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
Redding Concrete is proud to help bring high school football to the radio here on KCNR 1460. Redding Concrete is your local ready-mix concrete provider. Exceptional customer service and a quality ready-mix product at competitive prices is our primary goal. Redding Concrete, located at 16855 Clear Creek Road. Give them a call at 530-244-7593 for your next concrete pour. Redding Concrete, serving you with a quality ready mix product.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Okay, good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. It's currently 63. It's going to be high of the highs. Will be 81 today, 7:49 in the morning. Our lows tonight will be 46. This portion of the show, good morning, everybody, is Four Winds Jewelry. Thank you for that sponsorship. They do the weather in the morning as well, and they are located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. We want to do a shout-out to them. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading, 222-2750. This morning, how wonderful. We got 10 minutes left of this program. And before we took the break, Carl,
We were talking to Dr. Mark Pierce and Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce. Somewhat different expertise that they got their doctorates in. but it all kind of ties into people. And we talked about how, you know, Nancy, as a doctor of sexology, has been brought to China three times and other places. One more little thing about this, then I want to move into what's kind of happening in Hollywood. And because I know you the classes that you teach and you address on these things too, and sexual things that happen to younger people, all that. The Japanese seems to be having a horrendous problem when it comes to relationships. Their birth rate is so low, they're not going to be able to maintain Japan. And people have just stopped trying to have relationships because of the work ethic they have of working 80 hours a week and all that. I mean, men and women. Have you heard anything about that or read anything about that? Is that a place that it seems like they're going? If anybody needs to go over and talk to them, it'd be people like yourself.
Yeah, I think any culture that diminishes the value of family and puts money at the top of the list and growth, economic growth rather than family unit, there's going to be a shift. And that seems to be what's happening in a lot of countries, and Japan is certainly one of them. So they need more time. You can't have intimate relationships if you're working 80 hours a week. Those two things don't go together. You know, ask physicians that are working, 60, 70 hours a week. They have a lot of the divorce rate with any kind of profession that has that kind of work.
Has you gone
power.
A lot? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This is where, when I talk, I get myself into major trouble.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
let's go. I can't wait.
Well, I think that they've shown that the more time people spend getting education, the lower the birth rate. And they've said, that especially with women, the more education they get, the lower the birth rate. They're pursuing careers, and families interfere with those careers. And
I think that I would.
And it's unfortunate. We have to, obviously Japan has to figure that out, or they've got big problems. We're not going to, and we don't want to stop women from having their part of the economic pie, so to speak, empowerment and being independent. But we do need to figure out how that intermeshes with the population growth.
It's one of the things that's happening to Europe right now, when the immigrants there are breeding in a 5 to 6 person babies, and the people in the country are only running at 2 or 2.3. It's just a matter of time before you can just outbreed the people. And let's just talk about Italy. We can talk about Italy or a couple other places.
The U.S. is less than two.
We're less than two. So as people come in that are having 4, 5, or 6 babies. In 1982, I was standing in front of a supermarket on the beach in San Diego, and I saw the California surfer group coming in, a couple, blonde haired and two kids, and right behind them and clean, dressed well, a Hispanic family of father, mother. Mother's pregnant, and her oldest child is carrying a baby. Well, not a baby, but, and three others. And I'm looking at it, and I thought, well, there is kind of a microcosm right there. and people coming in, and they've got jobs, and they have had children, and their families have had children, so they will have children, where a lot of the more industrialized countries are having just less kids. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, and then we get into that, but how do you say no to somebody wanting to better themselves in the sense of, you know, women wanting jobs? And,
well, it's very complex, and we have these discussions, a lot of fun, and we have been talking about Hollywood, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right. You take good... before we took a break, we talked about the Me Too in the Hollywood. Let's go there. Kevin Spacey, what's happening there? And you were at the break. We're talking about education again.
Mm-hmm.
And just what's going on with the whole scene.
I think the Me Too tag has been a game changer. And I think having so many women come forward and men come forward, shedding light on the massive problem that we have that's really been overlooked. You know, it's been easy to deny because people aren't vocal about it. We've teased about the director's couch for my whole life. I've known about that.
But the casting couch.
The casting couch. But nobody does anything about it. And people that try to bring attention to it get punished. The person that's been victimized is the one that's being punished. So now it's starting to shift. And so people are coming out. I have a friend that is a producer, director in Hollywood. And he's telling me that it is changing and fast. And a lot of people have lost their jobs because so many people are coming forward.
Below the surface. Like they have that one producer or writer that nobody's, I mean, I'd never heard of him, even though he had been nominated for an Academy Award. 300 different women have said he sexually assaulted them. And I'm thinking, you're toast, man. You might as well go find another job.
Right.
But
it's again, time. It's time. It's, you know, we need to stop this nonsense. And people do need to be held accountable for this kind of mistreatment of human beings. It's not okay.
But are they going to do it? I mean, I think Kevin Spacey was accused. Now, as you said, it's 30 years ago, but I bet you're going to find there was other times. And Spacey admitted it. He didn't say, he said, I don't remember, but that would not be unlike me at that time.
Okay.
So what's his punishment? Netflix says, okay, we're canceling the next year. Well, they had said, well, we were going to not run it next year anyway, but they're going to still run this year. So they're going to pay him $1 million episode or $600,000 an episode. Weinstein, I think, is finished.
I think he's pretty
company,
much done.
Yeah,
but he's still a Brazilianaire, you know.
Yeah, and then you've got all these others that Matt Damon, Ben Affleck, all these guys that knew about it and didn't do anything about it. Is anything going to happen to them? No, and no, even though they admitted they knew about it.
I think they've lost credibility, and the
hypocrisy of Hollywood.
Yeah, but I do think the people that have been called out, that have been made aware of these things, that have said nothing, done nothing, are being publicly humiliated right now, and they're going to have to create a shift. They're going to have to start stepping up, and men do need to step up and support women, and vice versa. When anytime you know somebody's being treated this way, it's, you know, you have to support them, but women have been so afraid because the laws aren't fair to women. They've been so afraid to come forward for fear that they will be the one that will be punished and receive the life-changing sentence.
Well, they do, because as one woman says, she says, they look, here it is, bottom line, who brings in the most money?
Right.
She says,
money.
I did not bring in the money. I was fired.
I was in show business. Okay, so I could write a book.
I'm sure.
Just on that. But, I mean, there's a fine line here. If you have somebody you're working with, and they wink at you. Oh, is that going to be sexual harassment? He winked at me and it made me feel. Well, you could feel if somebody says the word cow can make you feel something.
Yeah.
So where's the line about what's really inappropriate? Touching, yes. But what about just flirting? Is that going to be like living, laughing, making jokes? I mean, not sexually innuendo jokes.
I think it's more the power play. It's the people that have the power, that have the say, that are ending up holding it over people's heads for how they can treat them, what they can get away with.
I think what Hollywood has got to say, and we've got to run, is Hollywood, welcome to the rest of the business world.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. Yes.
Welcome to what every other, the other the standards were being held to.
Yeah.
Because obviously you haven't been. All right. We're going to take a break. Thank you so much for being here.
Wow, that was fast.
That went great.
Yes,
way too
fast.
Come y'all back in and talk about something like this again.
Yep.
I like this.
Thanks for joining us.
We're
going to
take a break. Thank you so much. And we're going to have Haven Humane following
right up on
this. And
they have a new director.
A new director of operations.
Great.
And Community Talk Radio for the North State, AM 1460, KCNR Shasta Reading, the news, brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. President Trump is speaking out again about the two indictments and one guilty plea of two former campaign officials in the Russia meddling investigation. In particular, he's downplaying the role of George Papadopoulos, who was a voluntary campaign advisor.
The president tweets, "Few people knew the young, low-level volunteer named George, who has already proven to be a liar." Papadopoulos is actually now at the center of Bob Mueller's probe after pleading guilty to lying about contacts with the Russians, and his case cuts close to the key question: did Russia try to sway the election, and did the Trump campaign know?
Correspondent Sagar Magani reporting. Meanwhile, Liberty Counsel's Matt Staver says the criminal charges against Paul Manafort and his deputy are serious.
If, in the worst-case scenario for Manafort and his business partner, they are ultimately found guilty and there are 12 counts involving money laundering and conspiracy, they could spend decades in prison.
However, Staver says it's notable the charges announced yesterday have nothing to do with the Trump campaign. Hundreds of thousands of people in the Northeast are without power today following a storm packing high wind and heavy rain. A major electric utility in Rhode Island and Massachusetts says about 180,000 of its customers are still without electricity, and other states are affected as well. Dozens of schools are closed today. The national debate over the government's proper role in health care is coming to a head in Maine. Next week, voters there will decide whether to join 31 other states and expand Medicaid under Obamacare. It's the first time since the law took effect nearly 4 years ago that the expansion question has been put to voters. Wall Street, stock prices moving higher, the NASDAQ up 22. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Just like all of you, I've been hearing about MyPillow, and I was skeptical that it's as great as everybody says it is. Well, I received my first MyPillow, my brother got his, and we love it. It is everything they say it is. It stays where you want, comfortable, neck feels great. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, has a very special offer for Larry Elder listeners. Get this. MyPillow is now offering buy one, get one free. So if you're looking for a great night's sleep, now's the perfect time to get your first MyPillow. If you already know how great the MyPillow is, why not give them for everybody you know? So call 800-890-1843, use the promo code Larry, or go to MyPillow.com. And again, make sure you use the promo code Larry. 800-890-1843, use the promo code Larry. 800-890-1843, use the promo code Larry. 800-890-1843, promo code Larry.
Catalonia's ousted president says he has not traveled to Belgium to seek asylum.
In a chaotic news conference and flanked by Catalan ministerial colleagues, Carlos Puigdemont said he'd come to Brussels to make his case at the heart of the European Union and to avoid confrontation at home. He said the values of his movement were the same as the EU's, democracy and non-violence, values he claimed were under threat from the Spanish central government. He promised to face charges of rebellion, sedition and misuse of public funds in Spain, but only if he received guarantees that he'd be treated fairly.
That's BBC correspondent Andrew Fleming reporting from Brussels. A couple of economic reports out this morning. U.S. home prices rose at a healthy clip in August from a year ago. Also, the government says U.S. workers' wages and benefits were up 0.7%. That came in the third quarter. News and analysis at townhall.com. Correspondent Mike Gracia reports federal deductions for state and local property taxes will be continued after all in the GOP tax overhaul.
With big state lawmakers threatening a rebellion, House Republican leaders have decided the federal deduction for state and local property taxes will be kept in the GOP tax overhaul. In pushing for the elimination of the deduction, Trump administration officials had argued that the deduction forces the rest of the country to subsidize homeowners in high-tax, big-spending states.
Republicans in Congress set to unveil details of their tax plan tomorrow. A growing list of inconsistencies is casting doubt on the harrowing tale of survival by two Hawaii women who say they were lost at sea for months. They say they chose not to use their emergency beacon because they never felt to be in danger. Key elements of the women's account are contradicted by weather reports and basic geography of the Pacific Ocean. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460, 5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on Halloween. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You know how I knew it was Halloween?
What?
You know how I knew?
What?
Mark Story's wearing his mask.
Oh, I don't know when he shakes his head if that means like...
You know what's sad was I was going to go with that same joke with him, and he pulled it on me first.
Oh,
that's
really?
So bad.
It is such an old
so
joke.
Bad. I would say great minds think alike, but that was really bad, you so that what, means we're both pathetic.
It is, we're both pathetic. Yeah, we are.
Now, good morning. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Okay, what's the weather there, baby?
Let's do a quick update on the weather here. It's currently 65 degrees in the downtown studios as we update our weather. Our highs today will be sunny and 81, clear tonight with lows of 47. Tomorrow calls for high of 74 with a low of 49. Slight chance of rain on Thursday with our highs of around 64. And Thursday night calls for mostly cloudy with our lows around 51. Friday, rain, 58. Saturday, showers, 55. Sunday, showers, high near 56. That's a quick weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
That's right. We got some announcements here to go before we get started. The United States Marine Corps 242nd birthday celebration, November the 10th. There are still a few tickets left. Now, you've got to be calling in the next day or two. They're going to hold some extra dinners out. Tickets are only $35 a piece, but with that, you get dancing, you get cake, you get to be there for the ceremony of the United States Marine Corps birthday. It's going to be out at Wind River. It's going to start at 5:30 with a social and then mess call at 6:30. Bugles going, people marching in, pipes and drums. It's going to be a great. And the speaker is a young man that fought in Iraq and was injured severely and came back, rebuilt his life. And wait till you hear this young man. He is a star. He is, and he is lives in San Diego. We're bringing him up here for this. It's going to be a great, great, great night. So there's still a chance to get into the ball. Give Mike Gutierrez a call at 524-7595. Live bands, traditional cutting of the cake, Semper Fi, flags, everything. United States Marine Corps, 242nd birthday ball. Now, also, on 2 days from now, on November 2nd, at the Veterans Hall on Yuba Street is the Power to Senior Soup Kitchen. That's going to go from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Veterans Hall. It's going to be it raises money for to help seniors that are having problems with paying their electrical bills because of the way the electrical bills are. So, and it only costs $12 to get into that. It's a great time. Okay. We're here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and he's going to introduce the new director of development.
Yeah, so I am here with April Lummis, who is our new director of development, and we are excited to have her.
Welcome.
Thank you.
So April comes to us from more of a marketing sales place, and I'll let her kind of introduce herself a little bit.
Good morning. Thank you, Mark. Yeah, I held a position with a really large company for about 13 years where I did a lot of sales and marketing, had a very large client base, traveled from probably Sacramento to the Oregon border on a regular basis. And, you know, after a long time and a lot of chats with my significant other, I just felt it was time to go from a corporation to a cause. And I've always really loved Haven Humane. I've always adopted all my animals from Haven Humane. And was it year before last, Mark, that I did the calendar? Did a really amazing project with them and got to know Mark a little bit and made the decision to come on over. And, you know, I appreciate him welcoming me on board, and I'm really excited.
I love the testimonial. That's powerful. Adopted all your animals from Haven Humane and went from corporate to a cause. Mm-hmm. I love that. Mark, good choice. How you doing?
I'm good.
Let's
I'm
talk about that fabulous Bark a Wine and Brew. Was that just amazing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was fantastic, highlighted by our amazing MCs.
Well, thank you so much. But, you know, it was very, I always feel like there's a spirit that happens. It's like an emotional really experience that happens on these nights.
This is really they're all good, but this one seemed to be really uplifting, and I'm not sure why, except that, you know, that it was, the place is absolutely filled up, totally, you can't get another person in there, and people are up,
up on the
upper decks there, you know, and this has been going on now since, the last at least 4 years that I know of.
That was our 10th annual one. It was my fifth one. It was your seventh one.
Yeah,
And I agree, Linda. I think that was the best one I've been to, and it was the fifth one. And I felt like the atmosphere was just, I don't know, it was like a step up to me. And it wasn't, I mean, we had the best auction items I think we've ever had.
Oh, my gosh.
We had, I think the auctioneer was outstanding.
He was, and it was extremely diverse, the items.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think the decorations were phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
I think it looked fantastic.
Classy.
In there. But beyond all of that, and we had kittens, which was really, really cool.
I love
cool,
that.
Right?
Pet a kitten.
Yes, but beyond that,
Cuddle.
I felt like the atmosphere was just a step up. I think that people were more engaged. I think that people were really more involved in Haven. I think they were more involved in what we're doing. I think they were more aware of what we're doing now. And I think they were, just more aware of it and more proud of, you know, how far we've come. And I felt like that was... You know, that they were aware of it. And
so
I really felt that way.
It's
this
great.
Time,
yeah, there's a spirit
really cool.
there.
Yeah.
As far as growth,
yeah.
Moving in a direction, you really want to be on board and help the cause. Going towards no kill. You're so close. And the funds that were there and the people that, you know, not just the silent, but the live auctions. And, I have that, but I want to give that away. But I'm going to keep raising my hand because that money is going to Haven Humane.
Yes.
What better way to give money to support, you know, your cause? Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about where you are there with the no kill.
So we are making huge strides for no kill. We're there with dogs. We're at a 95% live release rate and have
been for
over a year for dogs, which is great. We're not stopping there. We're going to continue to improve and find ways to do better. With cats, we still have quite a ways to go. Feral community cats is still a big hurdle. And unweaned kittens is still a big hurdle, which is why we're doing kitten nursery and building the kitten nursery. We're still in the permitting stage. We have one step left for the permitting stage. We've selected a contractor. Gifford Construction is going to be building the building. We're really pleased to have Gifford on board again. They built our Morgan Adoption Center.
That's great.
So we're excited to have Gifford building this with us, partnering with us again. So we have to finish, we have a couple things we have to do to get it through the permitting. So we're still hopefully on track to get this done in February or March at the latest and get that going. I actually drove down to Peninsula Humane Society down in the Bay Area yesterday, as a matter of fact, with the executive director of Sacramento SPCA, who's a good friend of mine. And we drove down there and we visited their kitten nursery to kind of get some pointers and stuff. And I learned a lot from them again. So always learning more, always figuring out what may work for us, what may not work for us. So always fine tuning and learning more about it and trying to figure out how to save more of the babies. So, I think we're making a lot of strides. And I think that 2018 is going to be a really busy, exciting year. And I think we're going to make a lot of strides towards the no-kill for the kittens and You know, overall, we're sitting at about 82 to 84% live release rate. Our goal is a 90%, which is no kill. And I think we're, I mean, our goal is by the end of 2021, and right now we're on track to hit that way before 2021. So we're doing fantastic, and it's, you know, thanks to this amazing community. So, yeah. Excited.
Good stuff there. Yeah. Good stuff. All right, we're going to have to take a break. And, Carl, this portion of the show is brought to you by
Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms has been in the business over 8 years. And if you're going to find a place to buy a firearm, this is the place to go to. This is the only place that Linda and I will buy our firearms at. They've got everything you could possibly want, plus all the accessories, optics, you know, sights, everything. They've got it all. Reloading equipment, and they have classes in CCW and Hunter Safety with Seth Stokes. He teaches a real solid class. Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday. Veterans get discounts at Bastiani Arms. We'll be right back.
But before the night is through, I wanna do bad things with you. I'm the kind to sit up in his room, heart sick and eyes filled up with blue. I don't know what you've done to me, but I know this much is true. I want to do bad things with you.
Carmona's Appliance Center.
Prices are falling at Carmona's Appliance Center. You'll find fabulous fall savings on all our Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, Amana, and Jennair appliances, including washers, dryers, refrigerators, freezers, microwaves, ranges, dishwashers, cooktops, and more. Huge in-stock inventory, local delivery, complete parts and service department at your locally owned brand source dealer, Carmona's Appliance Center, Mistletoe Lane, Reading. Like us on Facebook and log on to carmonasappliances.com.
Wind River Resort and Casino is offering a fabulous Thanksgiving buffet on Thursday, November 23rd. Let Elements do the preparing so you can relax and enjoy your valued time with family. Menu includes chef-carved prime rib, roasted turkey, and Dungeness crab with an array of holiday trimmings and delicious desserts. Adults $28 with River Club card, children $11, and children under 5 eat free. Reservations preferred. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. It's better at the river. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino's Overtime Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy a comical knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends, and a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. No cover charge. For all the details, log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
Have you received an inheritance or need to roll over a 401k from a former employer? Whatever your investment needs, for experienced, compassionate investment advice, call certified financial planner Tom Wood at the Advice Center at 244-PLAN. He'll take the time to discuss all your investment options for your unique needs. Tom has been helping his clients for nearly 20 years to manage their investments and to lower their taxes to achieve their financial goals. And Tom is offering a free investment tax review all month. He's offering this free investment tax review to help you find out if your investment portfolio is tax efficient or if he can help lower taxes you owe on your investments. Call Tom Wood at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. He can help your family develop an investment plan to help you have the financial future you desire. Call the Advice Center for your free investment tax review at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN, or go online to theadvicecenter.com. Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Carmona's Appliance Center.
At
Carmona's Appliance Center, it's barbecue season today and every day. From Broil King, Weber, Traeger, and the Big Green Egg, we carry all the brand names at the best prices in the North State, along with barbecue tools, pellets, barbecue seasonings, and much more. At Carmona's, we know barbecue cooking inside and out. Discover which grill will complete your outdoor kitchen. At Carmona's Appliance Center, your full-service appliance dealer with a full parts and service department, located on Mistletoe Lane, Reading.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
The stench is in the air. The funk of 40,000 years. And
classic
goons from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. No fight to stay alive.
Your body
starts to shiver. For no more.
Of course you remember, don't you?
Welcome back to Free Fire
Vincent
Radio
Price.
Here on October the 31st, Halloween. Yeah. Good night tonight, too. It's going to be down in the 50s, and it's going to be beautiful. And people, watch out for the little gremlins and little ghosty people that are running around the streets. They're going to be excited. And they're going to be on a sugar high from popping those candy bars in their mouth. So watch out, especially if you've got cars on your street. They'll just run out in between. Okay, I want to remind everybody, this Saturday, 25 years, the 25th annual Shasta Lake Veterans Day Parade.
Rain or shine.
Rain or shine. It'll be Saturday, this November 4th. It starts at 10 a.m. right down the middle of Shasta Boulevard, Shasta Dam Boulevard. There's going to be a pancake breakfast from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Then there's going to be a lunch at the American Legion Post that everybody's invited to. This is absolutely free for everybody that wants to be in the parade. I think they're probably still taking entries right now. You just have to give a call to the Shasta Lake Lions Club and tell them, hey, look, you know what? I'd like to be in this parade. Give them a call at 275-5530. Ask for John. That's 275-5530 and say, I've got a truck. I want to be in this parade. I've got something that looks like a car, and I want to be in the parade. And there's
don't
a whole bunch of
Mark,
us. It's called It Looks Like a Car
it's
Club.
It's Mini Cooper. But let me tell you something. If you've never been to the Veterans Day Parade in Shasta Lake City, it is really, like, I think last year, and we've been the announcers up on the, what do you want to call it?
The dais.
For, I don't know, what, four or five years.
Yeah.
But there's been over, like, last year was 120 entrants.
Yeah.
I mean, wow.
They're going to have tanks. They're going to have military trucks. They're going to be honoring veterans from every war,
bands
from World War II
from
up.
All over.
Bands. The Mini Cooper Club's rolling through there. They've got all types of, you know, of different great floats, motorcycles, horses, pooper scoopers. They've got it all. And it's the largest Veterans Day parade north of
Fresno.
And you
it's
think
really
about
cool.
that. North of Fresno. It's great. And so it's easy. Just get down there. Get down around at 9 o'clock or 8:30. Have breakfast over at the fire station and just get your spot there. It's going to be great.
Starts
okay.
at 10 a.m.
We're here
Saturday.
With the CEO of Haven Humane, Mark Story, and the new Director of Development, April Loomis. Good morning there,
Good
April.
Morning. How are you?
Good.
So, you know what?
Excellent.
Have we talked to you yet about what you are looking at here? I know you haven't been there very long, but
a couple weeks.
What do you think the Director of Development does? An idea.
Well, for me, you know, it's all about bringing in funds for our cause. You know, I'm really looking for partnering, and I use the word partnering, with, you know, different businesses in town in order to help us get to our goal, like Mark said, of a no-kill by 2021. We are ahead of the game. And, you know, Diane Herter had done such an amazing job. I know I have some very large shoes to fill. But, you know, Kate and Lisa have been so helpful thus so far. And it's all about partnering with the community and letting us know, letting people know why we're there, what we're doing, and like Mark said, bringing awareness. So, you know, I feel like my department is the partnering, the awareness, the marketing, and I have a great team to do so.
So tell us about the Second Tuesday Club.
Second Tuesday Dining Club is where we partner with restaurants where once a month you can pick the restaurant that is partnering with us. For instance, you know, Nello's would be a really great example. You know, you can go in and dine at Nello's, and Nello's gives a percentage of, you know, their profits back to Haven Humane Society. That happens once a month with a different restaurant, and we're really excited to be able to do
that. And this month is going to be Shameless O'Leary's.
This month will be Shameless O'Leary's, yes. Thank you, Mr. Kenny Breedlove.
Yeah. He does a, you know, what? A lot for our community.
The Breedlove's
a shout
good
out.
People. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Second Tuesday Club, because November 14th, and it's also, and it starts at 5 o'clock.
5 to 8 p.m.
But it's also half-price burger night.
Oh.
Just so I thought I'd let you know.
Shameless O'Leary.
Shameless O'Leary's all day long there. Shameless is a great place to go to, and so, you know, the service is good. So going to there for Tuesday night, the Second Tuesday Club dinner on November the 14th is a good thing to do.
All right. Okay, let's talk a little bit about Dog Licensing Clinic.
Yeah, so we have a dog licensing. Wait, let's see. We are working on the schedule for 2018. So if you check our programs and services section on our website at havenhumane.org, we will have that out very soon. Rabies vaccination licenses are available at Haven Humane. They're also available at Dana Park. At Care Animal Hospital, at Fall River Veterinary Hospital, and at Burnie Veterinary Hospital. So you can get those licenses at any time there. And if you keep checking our website, we'll have the 2018 schedule out soon because we're all done with dog licensing clinics for the year. But 2018, they'll be starting up pretty soon after the new year. So, but you can get those licenses done. So if you get a renewal in the mail, then just come into any of those sites and they can help you out.
I have a question for both of you. With the fires in Helena and the fires in Sonoma and Petaluma and so many places, not only are people misplaced, animals, and I hear this up at the doggy park a lot. I go to the little doggy park with my elk killer. You know, she's breaking the barriers as far as being able to be allowed in the little side. But we hear about, you know, displaced animals. We have a lot right here. But what do you have? You have networks that deal with maybe the fire, the animals from the fire?
Yeah. So earlier offline, we were talking about an email group that I'm in with just the State Humane Association of California. And so they actually immediately started that chain with all the directors of all the shelters. And so I contacted one of them in Rohnert Park, which was hit pretty hard. And I told her, look, you know, we're 4 hours away, but if you need us, you know, we have space for a handful of dogs. You know, we're full most of the time. But I said, you know, we can make space for some. And she said, you know, I appreciate that. I will let you know if we need it. But a lot of the local shelters had stepped up. And Marin Humane Society had actually kind of become a like a central hub for them and was shipping them out. And so basically what they did was they took a lot of the adoptable animals, the ones that were past their holding period, and they basically sent them out to a bunch of rescues in other places. So and then the holding period ones they were keeping so that they could get them back to the owners as quickly as possible. But yeah, so that's how the shelters and the rescues all come together and work together. So immediately there were, oh gosh, probably a couple dozen organizations that were all working together within the immediate area, and then there was another dozen or more that were outside of the area all working together. So the community becomes very large whenever we have an emergency like that, especially when you're talking about something that's just as devastating as that was. I mean, you're talking over 7,000 homes, so, you know, and there was a lot of animals that were affected. So,
what about the Trinity fire and Helena fire? Did that have a big impact on us? As far as animals,
no,
because it's kind of like it was up in the forest up there.
It didn't have a big impact. We took a few animals in from Trinity County. Not many. It was more of an overflow deal for them as well. Again, they had a lot of support locally, so they didn't get a lot of animals. Most of the folks were taking care of their own animals because there was a little bit more notice on that thing. It didn't come through quite as quick for them. But, you know, we did take a few animals in. Nothing, you know, it was nothing like the Santa Rosa deal, thankfully. But yeah, I mean, when it affects a community like that, you know, we're definitely always willing to help out and do whatever we can to help out. And so, and that's, you know, it's good to see. It's a horrible situation, obviously, but it's good to see all the communities step up. So, and we're always willing and able to help out and do whatever we can. So, because we would hope that if God forbid it happened to us, that, you know, our neighboring communities would do the same for us. And I know they would.
Sure.
So,
Sure. Yeah.
Well, I just think it's important that people hear that here, as you support Haven Humane, we are here locally attached to these networks. So all you do is make a phone call, and somebody's going to put you in touch with, and that's how it works. And that's we support Haven Humane, and I like the name of that. But there also needs to be, again, I believe that every community needs animal control.
Right, and there was a lot of back channel work going on too, where you know we were on standby for different things. I mean, when we had all the rains earlier in the year too, and we had the Orville Dam and all that stuff, you know, we were on standby for flooding locally. We were also on standby for helping out with evacuations for Orville. We had a lot of stuff ready to go. So even though we didn't necessarily do a lot of evacuations, we were ready to go for a lot. We had a lot of stuff prepared. So, you know, we're always working towards helping stuff out. We're very proactive in that kind of stuff. And that goes for all of the organizations that do what we do. Most of the organizations, you know, we're ready to go on a moment's notice for that kind of stuff. And, you know, we couldn't do that without the support of the community, which is great. So
that's great.
So, all right. Yeah, and, you know, we're with our brothers and sisters that are working for the animals, and we feel for them, you know, because there was a lot of loss down there, definitely. So definitely a tough situation for them.
Yeah. Okay, well, we're going to take a break. We're here with Haven Humane. This is KCNR 1460, and this portion of the show is, Carl, brought to you by
Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank. Going down and visit them at their newest branch at 1845 California Street. You know, these are local people wanting to help local people. And you're going to see a level of personal service that has, you know, that you rarely see in banks. You know, you feel like you're walking into Cheers when you get down to the, you know, to the, one of their branches. 1845 California Street, just south of Jack's, is the newest branch. Visit Cornerstone Community Bank and experience how they are moving local dreams forward. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Rejecting God's moral values leads to moral decay and lawlessness. The cause of this moral decay is the rejection of God, whose ways are absolute and unchangeable. This will eventually affect the ability to recognize the slow decay of one's morals while it decays, pollutes, and corrupts the mind and flesh, especially of our children. By giving your life to Jesus and living according to God's word, you will be protected against this moral decay. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you there. And remember, it's worth the ride.
Make your purchase of a new luxurious energy-efficient home in the upscale master plan community of Highland Park, located off Churn Creek Road. Whether you select one of our new style homes currently under construction or choose from our selection of available lots with fabulous views, you'll enjoy amenities that include basketball court, shade structure, bathrooms, children's play area, and masonry work by John Ashmore Masonry, enhancing the look of exteriors with brick and culture stone since 1984. Your Palomar-built Highland Park home is centrally located minutes from downtown and close to shopping. Contact Debbie Morgan at our new model home today.
It's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds this Thursday in Overtime Lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino. Hi, this is Linda Bot. Come join me from 6:30 to 8:30, along with Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, and Bobby Verimontis on drums. That's this Thursday in Overtime Lounge, 6:30 to 8:30, Lady Bot and the Bluebirds. See you there.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Witchy woman, all the songs today have got something to do with wind. Anyway, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. It is 26 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 31st of October. 63 degrees, going up to 81 today. A beautiful day. It's going to start raining, though, it looks like, on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and maybe Sunday.
Well, hopefully not Saturday for the parade.
Hopefully not Saturday, but, and you're right, hopefully not.
It says rain, showers likely.
It could be. It could be.
Likely.
We still have parades because it's a Veterans Day
even
parade.
Even in drizzle.
Weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Man's last stronghold, the only place to get a haircut in the world. Better known discounts for seniors and veterans.
Last night on Laura Ingram.
Yes.
She had an interview with General Kelly.
Oh, yeah.
And I was watching it in one room. Carl was watching, I think, the game or something in the other room. So I came back and I said...
I was not watching the game.
Well, whatever. You were in the other room. So I came in and I said, you're not going to believe this. This is great. So Laura Ingram, at the end of her interview, she asked General Kelly, okay,
Chief of Staff of, you know, for Trump, former four-star general in the Marine Corps.
Right. And how many times we've been Marine Corps ball and we've heard his announcements.
Yeah.
Or what do you call them? Not announcements, but...
Messages.
Messages. Okay. So she said it's going to be Halloween tomorrow night. If you could dress up as any, because they talked a lot about history, if you could be any person in the world that was ever anything historical, what would you want to be? He said, without a doubt, a Marine Corps sergeant in the infantry.
Oh, you know what?
I came back and I told Carl, you got to hear this.
A tear ran down my cheek because we all want to be. You know what? It's...
You're
a sergeant, because then the sergeant has all this power, but he's only to a certain spot, you know that. He doesn't have to make those huge decisions. He just has to take care of what's in front of him and his men and women right there. Okay. And speaking of taking care of people, it's Mark Story, the CEO of Hey Humane. Not only does he take care of his people, he takes care of all the animals
Start
here. He has taken Haven Humane, since he's been there, to a... Frankly, he's at the no-kill level with the dogs. In fact, over what you would consider a no-kill level. He's up to 95% of finding homes for and live releases of dogs, and they're working hard on kitties. So now we've talked about the Tuesday, and we've talked about
November 14th
at
Shameless O'Leary's, and that's
right.
You know where they donate money from the dinners, right?
And how great the annual Bark, Wine, and Brew was.
Yes,
that was outstanding. We talked about the dog licensing clinic. Hey, you know what? There's something coming up next month, and it's on a Tuesday, and it just happens that you're going to be here for that. But
we are.
We need to talk about it. And this is Giving Tuesday.
Giving Tuesday. It's a super huge day for us, and I'm going to let April talk about it.
It is a very huge day for us. You know, if anybody that doesn't know, Giving Tuesday is a nationally recognized day of giving back to your community locally. You know, we definitely invite you to give where you live and donate to Haven Humane. You can do it through northstategives.org. The link will actually be going live early, I believe, on November 14th. The link will be live, and you can go in and donate. You can donate as little as $10, or you can donate as much as you would like. NorthStateGives.org, HavenHumaneSociety.org, or, of course, our Facebook link. So please, you know, go in, like us on Facebook, find our link. You know, your donor dollars will go further because there's a matching percentage from... Forgive me, the Nodell Family Endowment Fund through Shasta Regional Community Foundation, you know, nonprofits share an incentive pool based on the amount that they raise. So it's really important to us. Last year we raised over $8,600, and you know, with myself and my team, I would like to double that this year. So that's our goal.
Okay. So, and you can, there's also prizes, you know, like first, most for the hour, and then they will be matched on other things.
Yeah, a random so. Hourly prize drawings, you know, to help boost participation. And thanks to that, last year we actually won a $500 donation from, you know, Wholesale Solar. Lots of prize drawing opportunities for people this year who would like to participate and give back.
Well, again, just to remind what you said in about the Giving Tuesday, winners are going to be announced at the top of every hour, but consider making your year-end tax deductible. You mentioned that before. People are thinking it's year-end. What do we do? I want to make a donation. Go online for this Giving Tuesday event. And again, you can go online to havenhumane.org, correct? Is it org?
Yes.
And then from there, you'll find your link. So say if we can throw out all these websites. Or
correct.
You have a Facebook.
Correct. We'll have links on all of those, yes.
Right.
And we're going to make it as easy as possible.
Right.
And, you know, there have been issues in the past with the links not working, so just be patient with that. But they've worked on it really well, and, you know, we can't thank them enough. They have really done a great job of working with the community and making that the Shasta.
Is this the Giving
Regional,
Tuesday group?
Yeah, Shasta Regional Community Foundation.
Oh, okay.
They are fantastic, and they have brought together all of the nonprofits, and they're really working hard to have us work together to fundraise together so that we can make this community better. And it really has worked really great. And this is the chance for the community to make all of the donor dollars go farther for the organizations that you care about. And hopefully you pick Haven Humane, especially this year as we go forward making this kitten nursery, because this kitten nursery isn't going to be free. It's going to cost us some money, but we want to do it now. We didn't want to do a long, drawn-out capital campaign because we want to save kittens now. We don't want to save kittens in 3 to 5 years. We want to save them now. And, you know, I'm really driven to save them now, and I don't want to wait. I want to get these kittens into homes next year, not in 3 to 5 years. And so we need help doing that. We're going to do this as least expensive as possible, and still save the most amount of kittens that we possibly can. You know, we talk about the no-kill all the time, and that's great because that's what we want. But ultimately, we want a North State with no more homeless pets. And we have this team that grows every single year. And, you know, this team is not just the staff. It's our volunteers. It's our foster families, which we need lots of. You know, we're going to need lots more volunteers for the kitten nursery to help bottle feed the babies. You know, we're going to need a lot more fosters. It's our adopters, you know, which grow every year, thankfully, because we ask people to opt to adopt. You know, don't go to a breeder. Please adopt. We have amazing animals that are looking for those homes. You know, it's our rescue organizations. It's our partners. April talked about our partners and our sponsors and our donors. It's our media friends like you guys, you know. It's our city and our county partners. You know, it's our listeners, you know, that listen to our radio show once a month. You know, it's our Facebook friends. Literally, our team grows every single day. And because of that, you know, we make these commitments to be no kill, to be a North State with no more homeless pets. You know, we see our adoption numbers go up. We see our rescue rates go up. We see our live release rate go up. And every day we get closer to a North State with no more homeless pets because of that and because our team grows. And we make more and more commitments. You know, our commitment to making the kitten nursery is because of this team growing. So it's not one person. It's not one organization. It's the whole community coming together. And so
we should have.
It's exciting.
I think you guys are doing such a great job. That's why, you know, we've been with you all
absolutely.
before you came aboard.
Yeah.
But we, you know, but you have brought us more into the play here, and we're happy we are. You know, we MC the Bark Wine and Brew because we believe in what you all are doing. You know, we MC a number of different events. We turn down a number of different events. But on something like this, you know, you try and find out, like, new ideas, too. Like, okay, so say somebody in Alturas wants kittens. I would deliver kittens to Alturas. Put them in a box. Take them up there. You've already gone through everything. But you don't do that, do you? Would you do that?
A volunteer would.
Let's just say is that you have a little branch up in Alturas that says, hey, I've got people up here who want kittens. I've already talked about them. Here's their money. We just got to get them up there.
Well, it depends on what people up in Alturas means. If it's a 501c3 rescue, absolutely, we deal with rescues all over the country.
So you wouldn't just go directly to people that want kittens?
No, it just depends. Now, if somebody wants to foster kittens and they live, you know, they live outside of the area, but they're a foster that's filled out the application and they're a good foster, they're going to foster them, they're going to bring them back. I don't really care where the fosters live. As long as they're going to bring them back, they're going to get the vaccinations, and they're going to be good fosters, that's fantastic. Mm-hmm. You know, that's great. We need barn cat programs for our feral cats. You know, if we have a lot of people that live on ranches, I mean, this is a big ranching area that, you know, could use some mousers and some barn cats. We have feral cats that we can't do anything with. You know, we would love to be able to alter them, put them out in a barn area, and let them live out their lives. You know, that would be great.
Would you let me, you know, at one time.
I like that.
I thought that. And okay, now here we go back into, you know, hearsay. I thought that Haven Humane would not adopt out an animal that was going to be an outside cat. Or is it different because they're feral cats, because they've been outside cats?
There's different circumstances for different animals.
Okay.
And our adoption policies have changed drastically over the last few years, and it's a case-by-case basis, depending on the adopter and depending on the animal, too.
Well, that makes sense, because if you have a feral cat that's been out its whole life, and trying to bring it inside the house is going to be a problem anyway, but if it could live out its life, it has food, it has, you know, it has medical care. It's got a purpose in life, and it's happy.
And there's ways where you have to keep it contained for a while, but it doesn't mean you're going to put it in the house. But there's ways that you have to do that. And so we encourage people to call and look into those programs, because we do have programs. We do have a barn cat program for that.
Yeah, because you can't poison rats or any of these things.
It goes the same with dogs. I mean, you know, it used to be where, you know, you had to have a 6-foot fence before you could adopt a dog. Well, you know, if you've got a 3-foot fence in your backyard and you're trying to adopt a 4-year-old Siberian Husky, that's not going to work, because a Husky's going to climb a 3-foot fence all day long and get out, you know. But if you're adopting a Chihuahua, a 3-foot fence is going to be more than fine, you know. So, you know, we've opened up our adoption policies, and we trust our adopters more, because we want to put these animals into good homes. Just because you don't have a 6-foot fence doesn't mean you're not a good adopter.
Yeah.
Well, that's really important for people to hear.
Well, absolutely.
Come on in and see the guidelines.
The guidelines have changed.
Yeah. But the guidelines have changed.
It depends on animal and adopter.
It's not necessarily black and white all the time either. It's a case-by-case basis. And our adoption counselors know that. And so they take that into account.
Okay. Yeah. We're going to take a break. We're here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and April Numis, who is the Director of Development. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. As we say, today's going to be 81, but this, you know, it's going to be 50 later on this week. In fact, we are calling Alliance Heating and Air at 221-2642 to check to set up our regular 6-month appointment, where they come out and they check all of our filters and they make sure everything's ready for the winter coming in. And you need to do that too. Voted best in the North State over a quarter of a century of experience. Alliance Heating and Air, a veteran-owned business that gives you great, great, great value for your money. Check out their website at homecomfort.org. All right, we'll be right back.
Invited to an evening of fun and all-you-can-eat ribs with all the fixins, plus gun and bucket raffles, live silent, and fabulous dessert auctions. This benefit fundraiser is in support of Friends of the Shasta District Fair and the future of our wonderful fair and event center. Please join us Saturday, November 11th for all-you-can-eat ribs and an evening of fun with friends at the Fairgrounds in Anderson. Dinner tickets and sponsorship tables available at Shasta District Fair and Event Center office or call 378-6789.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure the oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems all have been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't need to drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes and more with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier's in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Attention Marines and other military veterans and civilians as well. Join us, the Shasta Marines, in celebrating the 242nd birthday of our United States Marine Corps. This year, the event takes place at Wind River Casino on Friday, November 10th. Our guest speaker will be a young Marine who served in Iraq and paid a high price for his service. For information, contact Mike at 524-7595. That number again, 524-7595. We hope to see you there, Marines. Semper Fi.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Help raise awareness and join the fight against lung cancer at the 9th Annual Lung Affair Bingo Bash on November 4th. This exciting event will include door prizes, silent auction, and lots of bingo action for a great cause. It all happens at the Anderson VFW Hall, 3210 West Center Street in Anderson. Pick up tickets today for just $20 at Pace Cancer Center or Pulse Urgent Care. Help take out a killer at the 9th Annual Lung Affair Bingo Bash, Saturday, November 4th from 1 to 5 p.m. Sponsors include Dr. Matthew Allen, Dr. Gisela Akonsky, Dr. Rafael Lupercio, and Dr. Pius DeNuca.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Let's live the time on the air. Let's live the time on the air.
It's so dreamy. Oh, fantasy, free me. So you can't see me. No, not at all.
Dancing teddy bear. Girl,
I was
on
dancing
Halloween.
The Rocky Horror Picture
oh,
Show.
Is that what it was?
The stomp. Yeah. You go, you got to step to the left, then you step to the right, then you step back and move your hips around.
I wish I could unsee that. I really wish I could unsee that.
Oh, my God. 8:51 in the morning.
I'm, of course, with Mark Story of Haven, Maine. April Loomis, who is brand new, has never been in the radio station before, is watching this. And you ought to see her eyes. Her eyes are, like, huge.
What should I do?
Well, I've never actually seen the Rocky Horror Picture Show, so I have no idea. So my visual is just what you're presenting of this entire movie.
It's nothing like that.
Unless you can get Mark to dress up in drag. Which is really the story about
it's
it.
Nothing.
Maybe
like
if
that.
We could, we'd get some more.
Okay,
yeah,
two things.
I challenge you.
Yeah, I challenge you.
Next, Bark and Wine. We're going to have a little drag
okay,
show.
Okay, on the November the 16th at 6:30 p.m. is the Shasta District Attorney and Board of Supervisors are sponsoring an event, Stopping the Cycle of Opiate Crisis and Addiction in Shasta County. They're having Sam Quinnison. Quinesis, who is an American journalist and author who writes about this, explore what's going on for the steps, how we can prevent this in our community, and they're going to have resource tables there, and it's all free. It's going to be at Mercy Oaks, and for more information, call 225-5220 and ask for Molly. Okay? Opiate crisis. again, another one. A Community Addicted on Channel 7 starts tonight. You know, frankly, I think that's hyperbole, if anything is. Okay.
That was a good segue.
And speaking of, so do we have a problem?
And by the way, with us this morning
is CEO of Haven Humane, Mark Story, and of course the Director of Development, April Loomis. And I mean, can you imagine that we have little bongs for our dogs next?
Stop.
Stop.
It hasn't. They have not come out yet, but I can see it. Can you see
not
that?
Not going
to
happen.
April's shaking her head. No, she goes,
I would like
I've never been here before.
My dogs,
I know what I'm
my dogs
to
say no.
I don't know what I'm allowed to say.
That's right. Please weigh in on this. We did it at the break.
Volunteer orientation.
If you were on Facebook, okay, go to Facebook and, of course, like Haven,
yes.
Haven
like
Humane.
Like us on Haven Humane.
Okay. So if somebody just say, because dogs and cats, but dogs can get out.
Absolutely.
And get lost. And you could be grocery shopping or whatever, and you come home and it's your pet somehow is dug under or somehow they got out. Usually they're picked up and by animal control. And here's what's great. Today I like this because in the old days you'd have to go hunting all over the place or call in and say, but you're taking pictures of these pets that come in and you're posting them on Facebook.
Yes. Almost on a daily basis.
Yes, but we still want people to come in and look.
Yes.
So yep. Always come in and look. But you can check there because we do get them up as soon as we can, but we want you to come in and check right away as well. But that is another resource that you can check. But I do want to talk about volunteer orientation. So we have, because volunteers are, honestly, they save lives every single day. We love our volunteers, and our next volunteer orientation is this Saturday, November 4th at 10 a.m., and our next one will be Friday, November 24th at 5:15, and that will be at Haven's Classroom. We had our last orientation was last Friday, and I happened to be there for that one, and it was great to see all the new volunteers coming through. And I got to say hi to them, and that was really, really cool to see all the new faces coming around. So hopefully I see them out there in the lime green shirts volunteering. So love our volunteers. They do so many great things at Haven. It's not just about walking the dogs, although most of them do walk the dogs. We have volunteers that socialize the cats, that help out in the clinic, that help out in licensing, that help out in development.
Yes.
We have a couple that help out in development, but we have volunteers that do all kinds of stuff for us, and the volunteers are absolutely amazing. Couldn't do our stuff without them. So big shout-out to the volunteers and, of course, our amazing staff and everybody else that helps us out. Our team is amazing and really inspires me every single day. I wouldn't do what I do every single day and put up with all the stuff that we put up with every single day if I didn't have an amazing team that supports us every day. So
you and I know there's been times that things aren't always easy. Everybody thinks, oh yeah, everything's working there, like, you know, blah blah blah. It doesn't. And I know it maybe doesn't sound like it at times. Mark and I are friends, and I think the kind of work that you're doing out there, buddy. I mean, there's some people who could never ever even begin to do what you're doing out there, and the battles you fight. Because I hear people, oh well, you know, this happened there, and they're totally screwed up, you know, blah blah blah. And I'm thinking, okay, what about the 1,000 other people that come through there, and everything works perfectly, and so unfortunately, in today's world of Facebook and tweets and all this, you know, somebody can say something negative. So I would ask people that when you've had a good experience, I mean, you take a look at what Haven Humane does, that you get on there and say that. You know, how much we appreciate the fact that you've got volunteers down there take their own time to help take care of these animals that other people have just shunned, and that you're trying to find a different way every day to be able to find homes for feral cats or kitties, and you're building you're putting a new building up for little kitties, there, that so you can get them, so you can save them. You know, you have never given up. You have never once given up the fight, and you just keep winning. Just sometimes it's just a step. Sometimes it's a huge leap. But, you and your staff should be applauded every day.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. We have a great team, and we don't give up. And we would love people to give us some
take the time to give us the positive stuff. And I think you hit the nail on the head. It's really easy to sit behind your computer and use the anonymity and put something negative. And I am really trying to turn any negative into positives and take everything as a chance to get better. And I'm trying to do that personally and turn that into an opportunity to turn that into something that we can do professionally as well and hopefully lead by example with the team, because it's we're surrounded by a lot of negativity just by the nature of our job. And so we're hoping that we can all default to the positive a little bit more, and we're really trying to focus on that. And we're not perfect, but we're working on it. So
all right.
I appreciate that.
Cool. Yeah. All right. Just a big quick reminder, Second Tuesday Club is going to be at Shameless O'Leary's on the 14th of November. Come on down. It's a great place to have dinner.
And we'll see you Saturday at the Veterans Day Parade.
Absolutely.
In your Mini Cooper group.
Absolutely. And, a lot of fun.
Yeah. And you know what? This is the best thing is when those little Mini Coopers, they all dress up in these little clown costumes and they go, you got these little fezzes on. Oh, wait a minute. Those are the Shriners. It's the same, but it's the same, isn't it? Tomorrow, the Chief of Police, Roger Moore, will join us. Let's talk about, do we have an opiate crisis, and what's he think about us becoming the hub of the methadone treatment for the Northern California area. Yeah, that and much more, everybody. Hey, be careful tonight. The little gremlins are going to be on the streets. Have a great day, everybody, and we will see you tomorrow.
Community Talk Radio from the North State, AM 1460, KCNR Shasta Reading. The news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. See their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive.
And I'll keep the
news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump says former campaign advisor who has admitted lying to the FBI about his contacts with Russians really does have a problem with the truth.
George Papadopoulos is suddenly at the center of special counsel Bob Mueller's probe, but the president's describing him as a low-level campaign volunteer whom few people knew, tweeting that Papadopoulos is proven to be a liar.
Washington correspondent Sagar Magani, former Trump campaign manager Corey Lewandowski confirms that Papadopoulos was on the fringe of the campaign.